So, what's your plan for college?
I plan on, like, you know, going to, a, like, you know, the community college out here and then transferring to Missouri. Oh, or, right. You know, going to JMU. So.
Okay. How about you?
I'm going to Suffolk in Long Island and probably planning on transferring to John Jay in the city.
What about you?
I plan to go back and finish my 4-year degree. But maybe I could do it online.
So your degree expired a couple years ago.
But the credits are still there. Some will go through still. So go ahead. Mm-hmm. What are you planning? What subject are you
going to be doing? I plan on going either into, you know, like teaching about psychology or going to become like a psychologist. Yeah.
Alright. How about you?
I'm going to go more in depth into criminal justice.
What do you want to be? A lawyer or a police officer?
Police officer, but I might try to go into like anything higher than that probably.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
What about you? What were you going for?
I went in first as a biology major. And then I think I got into psychology, got into computers. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was interested in a lot of subjects, so.
No, when we went for the thing, like, what was it, like Thursday? Mm-hmm. The person talking to me, she was like, you know, you're going to end up changing your major a couple times. I was like, no, I'm not. And she was like, yeah, you are. I was like, I think you're challenging me, ma'am.
Right. You don't have to. The ones that stick with a plan are the ones that succeed. It's the ones that are all over the place. You know, but if you know what you like ahead of time, then you have a much better chance of achieving it.
Yeah, what's it called? The criminal justice. My U.S. teacher over there that I took in 11th,
mm-hmm.
She kind of like threw me into like the criminal justice side. Like she spoke, like she like did things outside of the school that like did like the. She kind of like practiced their laws and stuff with the criminal justice.
Wow. Yeah, that's good. I mean, being a police officer is good money, especially on Long Island. If you stay on Long Island, you're going to be banking. But if you had to start in the city, it's going to be harder and different.
Yeah, they might make me start in the city, but then like later in the years, I could be able to transfer.
Right. So, yeah, that's good. And then you get to help people. Hopefully, they don't commit Harry Carey. I'm joking. No, but yeah, helping people, you know. And I was in nursing also for a little bit.
Nursing.
For a little while.
Practice shoving my finger up your bum real quick.
Right, and then that's when I quit. I think psychology is much better. You can still help people, and you don't have to touch them. And then, you don't have to mess around with blood and
listen, stool samples. Listen, sir, I can tell you that you are an S. I'm not touching you.
Yeah, right, exactly. So. So what other subjects do you want to speak about on that? Or is that it?
I mean.
On the college. What else? You both of you guys plan to transfer to
universities
and stay on campus. I don't think you could do that in John Jay.
Yeah, John Jay you could.
Oh, it does?
And I might have to because it's by the Central Park.
Oh, okay.
Nice. You have to live in the park. You have to build a tree. You have to build a house at a tree. Become friends with the homeless.
You look like the homeless when I grow my afro.
Are you a cop? No. 5 weeks later, pulls badge out of afro.
Yeah, man, that's the way it goes, man.
This one had an afro at one point.
Oh, yeah.
And as you can tell...
I shaped it off. There's still some hair there.
He grows it, it's just one curly alfalfa spike.
That's great.
If it wants to be, you know, like business-y, he just like combs it back.
Yeah, I do like what is it, Charlie Brown and Homer. Nothing wrong with that. I'll work at a nuclear plant. So, next.
Oh, speaking of like, I'm probably just bouncing between subjects, but you know, brain's keeping it connected.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, Family Guy, because you brought up The Simpsons, they kind of, Family Guy, they had to remove either it was one character or multiple characters due to the fact that they're, according to them, their audience is changing. So they're no longer making like gay jokes, they're no longer making fun of like LGBT stuff.
Right.
And I kind of find that not stupid, but it's...
It is stupid. It is stupid.
It is.
It's censoring, again.
Yeah, and The Simpsons, they removed the one Indian character.
Yeah, that... No, that's Apu. Messed up. Yeah, Apu. Freaking Quickie Mart. Quickie Mart. I think that was stupid. Because I was like, you kept the black guy, you kept... Why are you getting rid of the Indian guy? I was like, change his accent.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, they keep censoring us. And
yeah, it's getting to the point where you're just going to have to watch like a fuzz on the TV screen. And just that would be our entertainment.
A rainbow fuzz.
That's
allowed. Rainbow fuzzes are allowed, but any other kind of fuzz is not allowed. So.
Oh, is it black fuzz? No, it's racist.
Yeah, exactly.
Adios.
Yeah. And then they keep changing all the characters to the movies.
Yeah, no.
To female and to...
Yeah, they're gender swapping our characters.
Yeah.
No, for Ariel, the mermaid, it was on Twitter a couple weeks ago. I might have told you how people complained about them trying to make or wanting to make Ariel black.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally a character. You can portray it however you want.
Right.
I mean, it's a fish.
Yeah, it's literally a fish.
Yeah.
So that, I'm like, what does the color of the skin have to do with that? It's a fish.
Right.
So, like that.
Yeah. But for me, I don't really care because I don't care about cartoons. But the concept, the principle, it's like you have like a heritage of there's people that growing up with a character looking a certain way. And now you want to change it completely.
Yeah,
not because she's more talented, because she's not. You want to change it because you want to set an agenda to make people accept, force a certain viewpoint. And that's the thing that I don't agree with, that whether you like it or not, you're going to accept this character being black, you know, because this is what we want to promote right now. You know, we want to promote... like the James Bond character. You know, you heard about James Bond, right?
Yeah.
They want to do the same thing. They want to turn her into a woman. You know? So, you know, that doesn't make any sense to me.
No,
It's been since I was... Before I was born, James Bond was always a
white guy.
Yeah,
a British guy.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, just create a new character for
branch off.
Right. Like, why does it always have to be something that's already been established and now you want to change it? It doesn't do anything, you know.
There goes the beeping.
Yeah, I believe it's just to make us go against each other.
Yeah, no, I don't care about using the term, but I don't care about people's feelings when I use the term. When you're whiting out, like, movies and stuff like that, like, Mulan, like, I think they did, like, make, like, a test trailer, but they made Mulan white, like, they made a white person play Mulan.
Yeah.
That, I don't agree with. Like, Mulan, Pocahontas, you should get someone of that culture, because that's a cultural person, movie, right. And all that. But back to, like,
The fish.
Yeah, no, that also, I forgot if it's like Scottish folklore or something like that, you kind of have to keep it, you know, the freaking ginger.
Yeah,
but,
it was Danish.
Yeah, but like other stuff, like if it's like an American, like, character, you could have anyone play it. Yeah, if you want to go take off the beep, But yeah, so like American characters, how I believe if it's an American based character, you can make it whatever race, background, all that. But how do you feel about it?
I had something in mind, but then I forgot.
What was it about?
Oh no, it was on the topic, but then I forgot what it was.
So how does Alex feel about it?
No, he forgot what he was saying.
Changing characters to, you know,
different races.
Different races, different genders that have been established for, you know, many decades.
Yeah, I had like one in mind, but then I kind of forgot it.
Yeah, okay.
Probably because you guys already spoke about it, I think.
So I don't know. Like, I don't think Disney, they want to change all these characters, but will they change Mickey Mouse and make him a black mouse? or Puerto Rican or a Chinese mouse? I don't think.
No, because then people will pull up, oh, that's racist card. Right. But they're making.
They won't mess with.
Because it's iconic to them.
Exactly. Yeah. It's important to them. But
if it's just a side character, you're like, yeah, screw it.
Right.
Black.
If it's somebody that, you know, they don't, or that doesn't make them billions of dollars, yeah, then it's okay, like, if they squash it, you know? So,
that's. No, like in, what's it called? In like you know how like Disney bought over Marvel, I don't think they're gonna, even though they made Into the Spider-Verse where it was a cartoon,
right,
but I don't think they're gonna make a live action with a black Spider-Man,
right?
Like if they do, it would be awesome, because you know
I think this
first black Spider-Man would be in the live action, but they probably won't do it because they already have one set of Spider-Man, and they probably don't want to move to the next one until this one's finished.
Yeah. No, but, like, I the way they've done it, like, since me and Alex were kids, they've done it where, Peter Parker was always, you know, the white, brown-haired kid, mm-hmm, who gets bit by a spider in college for falling in love, or while falling in love with red hair,
yeah,
white girl.
Right.
I don't think they're gonna change that. I mean, granted, they change it with Tom Holland in the more recent Spider-Man,
yeah,
where they made Zendaya, you know, Mary Jane Gwen or no, yeah, Mary Jane.
Mary Jane. Yeah.
Was it Mary Jane?
Yeah, Mary Jane.
Yeah, where they made her, you know, African American character, but I don't think they're changing Peter Parker anytime soon. Like if they get Miles Morales in there, they're gonna have to get someone to play him that's darker.
Right.
That's like young enough.
Yeah, that's also young enough.
So.
Because right now, I'm pretty sure they're just going like off the comics right now instead of off of it. Tell me McGuire one instead of like that one. Because that one was a bit off of comics.
Yeah. That had some hints, but it wasn't really full. This, I think they are trying to go based off.
Yeah, then there was the Andrew Garfield one. Like, they started making, like, a concept, like, with the Sinister Six.
Yeah.
But then they
scrapped it.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw it. I forgot if they're planning it or people were just talking about it. They were talking about making a movie with all three of them. Tobey Maguire.
Oh, yeah, because what's it called? Tom Holland brought it up, saying that it would be great to be able to play with them. Because now the multiverse is confirmed by Marvel.
So they would all be Spider-Man at the same time?
Yeah, because in the new movie, Far From Home?
Yeah.
They had, Mysterio. Mm-hmm. Not the wrestling Mysterio, the guy with the fishbowl on his head.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
They had him. And he was from an alternate dimension, and I think he said he had a Spider-Man in his, which that was like, oh, multiple dimensions. So that means that there are other Spider-Men, and that kind of brings out the multiverse, even though I'm pretty sure that's a DC thing.
Nice.
But it kind of makes sense for Marvel to have it too, since there's all these other different types of characters, like Venom, Anti-Venom, and stuff like that.
Yeah, like the different symbiotes. Oh, I'm gonna be Because I'm going to go insane when they release Venom 2. Because either they were... I don't remember if they're making... Oh, Venom Part 2. Or if they're making Carnage.
If they make a Venom 2, they might have to bring in Carnage.
Yeah, no. You saw, did you say for the credits?
I say for the...
And you saw...
like, he was talking to Carnage.
Yeah. And I don't know if he was Carnage already, or...
Or before it.
Yeah, because I remember in the comics, he was in the cell, and then the Carnage symbiote came in and was like, hey, I'm going to touch you. No Cosby.
It's probably before it, though, because what's it called? I'm guessing he did something before that. And they
yeah, he was like a murderer or some crap.
Yeah, so they're probably going based off the comics.
Yeah, that I think they're going to do well if they stay with comics.
Disney, you saying?
I think if Disney goes for instead of what will look the best, I think if they go for what's more comic accurate, I think they'll make more money off of what's more comic accurate instead of CGI. Let's give Venom a crotch bulge. I think they're gonna make more money off of this is comic book accurate. I think they're gonna make more money off of that.
Yeah,
but how do you feel about it?
I don't think they care about money anymore. They just wanna. agenda because even with Star Wars, they're losing.
But Star Wars sucked.
Now it sucked. Their first generation.
The first three movies were good, and then after that, it was kind of crappy.
The three movies, they weren't as good, but they had characters that were really great.
Jar Jar.
Besides him, but everybody else was, I think it was pretty good. That guy with the red face or whatever.
Darth Maul.
And then in Obi-Wan. You know, the fight scenes were good.
For that time, yeah.
Yeah. So, but the new ones, they suck.
They suck. The best part was Mark Hamill.
So I didn't even watch those movies. Because, again, with the tradition. Like, you'll see it. When you grow older, when they start changing things that you grew up with, like you were saying, your comic book characters or, even whatever, different singers, and now that, they'll change Tupac to a white girl or something, I don't know, So, they're doing
y'all stuff. Ready to hear the new music video by Sheepac?
Yeah, exactly. So, they're doing crazy stuff like that, so I don't know. I think it's just to put something.
Yeah, they might just be making movies just for the sake of it, because...
Just for the sake of making money, or the sake of making movies?
Making money. Because look at the Lion King. They call it a live action,
even though it's all CGI.
Exactly. How can you call that?
So it's basically...
If I don't see a tiger in that freaking movie tearing apart a freaking cameraman in the bloopers...
Yeah.
Because, it's still basically an animation if everything's still CGI.
Right, exactly. It's a money...
You want to see The Lion King in 4K? Well, it's still a cartoon, but it's in 4K.
Yeah. And then they'll have holograms on the, in another 10 years.
No, they did, a couple years back, I think it was, 5 years ago, maybe, Bapo showed it to us, they had Tupac on stage, hologram Tupac.
Yeah,
and then
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and then in Japan they're doing
what? Yeah, in Japan. What are they doing in Japan?
They're doing they were already have this character made up that does concerts that gets hundreds of thousands of people just go watch a hologram move across the stage,
right.
Sing crappy music.
And they also have a girl on Instagram that has like almost a million followers, I believe. And she's not real. You never heard of her? It's a girl on Instagram that's created, and then she has different outfits and everything. And some people think she's real because, the way they do the animation now, people look almost...
real.
Yeah, the characters almost look like real people.
No, that reminds me of the movie I, Robot with Will Smith.
Huh?
How you could sit it was like PS2 graphics, and then now we're over here, we're like, oh, that wasn't real then. Where they're doing the deep fakes, where they on people's faces, where it looks like other people.
Yeah.
That weirds me out.
Yeah.
If we're able to do that for a whole entire movie,
we could do it with the news and everything, man.
And then with now with the phones coming out, even though I am a culprit of having a phone that has it, the face recognition. If we're able to do deep fakes, I think you could then unlock someone's phone and be like, I have all your information, your credit cards.
That's true.
Your kids' kidney, like stuff like that.
I wonder if you could do that with like an iPad, take a picture of someone's face.
And make a deep fake and then...
Open up a cell phone.
I mean, I think you could. I think you're able to do it with pictures. I haven't tested it.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. You take a picture with an iPad, and then you put it on a phone and see if it opens the person's phone.
We could talk about that tomorrow if you want to do a second.
Yeah, we could do that.
Looking now, you guys are so far ahead of me on phones because I only have the 6S.
That's okay. It works.
That's it.
If it ain't broke,
if it don't ain't fix broke, it. It is broken.
Yeah, I have mine for a long time too. As a matter of fact, I still had it.
Yesterday when I tried to unlock your phone, I went to the home button, I jammed my phone into your screen. I mean, I jammed my thumb into your screen.
Nice.
But, alright. So,
press it.
Do we just press it? Like
yeah,
stop
I mean,
do we, it. This button right here.
Yes.
The red button. It's not giant. It's like the width of my finger. The red button right there. This one. This specific one.
Yeah, you tap it.